Blog Talk Radio.
My weird can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the WeHands Radio Show. I am Sarah. I'm the founder of WeHands and the author of the baby signing book. Thank you for tuning in. WeHands is a baby sign language program, and we are all about helping you connect with your baby. And I love that we'll be able to use the show to connect with more and more parents who are interested in using sign language to connect with their babies and for getting some more information as well. Because we've been doing what we've been doing for such a long time, we have come across many fantastic parenting experts. And I get to use this little platform as a way to introduce you to those fantastic parenting experts and supporters. And today I have the opportunity to chat with one of those individuals. I'm going to be chatting with Dominica Larkin. She is the executive director at Metro Mothers Network, and we'll be talking about supporting new moms. We'll be talking about fitness. We'll be talking about postpartum depression. We'll be talking about mental health for new moms and everything that comes into play when you have a new baby. Welcome, Dominica.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Tell us a little bit about, we'll back up. We won't go into Metro Mothers Network. And is this short form MumNet?
Yes. So yeah, okay. Our short form is MumNet.
Back up a little bit and tell us a little bit about where you grew up. I know you're in Toronto now. And what you were like as a little one.
Okay, good question. I grew up in Halifax, Nova Scotia. And I'm the oldest of four siblings, and so I grew up a very active, outgoing, but also kind of maternal. I like to take care of my little siblings and kind of was mothering them from an early age. Very busy.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. very busy. I was just outgoing and full of positivity, and I was a girl guide. I got a lot of my public speaking and confidence from going through the guiding program and learning at that young an age to embrace the power of group settings and how you can really bond as a group, problem solve as a group. But it can be challenging to work as a group, but I learned a lot from my guiding years.
Isn't that really interesting when you look back at it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it got me a lot of my early leadership skills, too.
That's fantastic. And I think you are the first person I've interviewed from the Maritime. So welcome and thank you.
Oh, cool.
I've done a lot of people from across Canada and then from the U.S. and you're my first from the Halifax area. That's fantastic.
Oh, so that's great.
Looking at what you do now, if you were to introduce yourself, because I think what you're doing is unique. How, if you meet somebody new, say at one of your own kids' birthday parties, how do you describe what you do in two or three sentences?
I usually tell them that I am involved with a nonprofit organization that helps support moms in the GTA. That's kind of my short little spiel. But then when they ask more about it, I just launch into how we run moms groups. But that our differentiator at MumNet is that we offer moms a break, that we really focus on the mom, that we provide on-site childcare. But we give moms a chance to just focus on themselves, either as a mom, a wife, a partner, just a woman. So we offer first a fitness class and then some time for the group discussion type times to talk about many parenting issues and still talk about the kids, but sometimes talk about just issues that are important to the mom. So that's what I usually launch into, and then there's lots of questions about, wow, that sounds really interesting. I went to something, you know, people usually bring up that they've attended something with their baby, like a groups run by public health after they've had their infant. And yeah, usually my message comes back to that MomNet is very similar, but that we offer a chance for moms to do some self-care.
I think it's fantastic. And I know, I'm just thinking of all the other moms groups out there that are wonderful and offering amazing services to new parents. And when I had my babies, I was in Durham Region in Whitby, Ontario, and they called, the health department called their baby group Babyville. And just in saying how you're describing it, I think it's a really interesting difference is that you don't have baby or child in the name of what you do, and you're focusing on the mom.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree. I think I've gone to some of those similar groups too, and programs with your child, and I think they're fabulous. And we work together with some of those other groups. And obviously there's a great need for those as well. But I think, yes, when our program was started, the roots of MomNet go back over 50 years, actually. It was a program in the YWCA called Take a Break. And that has stayed kind of our core value, is that, yes, that's wonderful to do loads of things with your young children. But our focus is on the moms.
I like that. I like that. And but you have not been doing this, obviously, I'm going to say, for 50 years.
No. I have been involved with MomNet for 9 years now. I started with my youngest, although I didn't find out about it when he was an infant. And that was... I just happened to hear about it from a friend of mine who lived in the Bloor West area, but I live downtown, and she told me about MomNet. And so I started with a 15-month-old, and it was perfect because I was finding, being downtown, there weren't a lot of other young children and programs and places for me. So it was a little bit even more isolating. So it gave me an instant kind of community of other moms and children. And so, yes, I started just as a member. And then about 2.5 years ago, I became the office manager. And then last summer, I took over the role as executive director.
Absolutely fantastic. How many, you're in Toronto. Are there similar groups or services in other cities that you know of?
I'm not really aware of any that are similar to ours elsewhere, at least not that I've heard of. I mean, we do get requests every now and then, you know, from other parts of the country. But no, we are just in the GTA. So, yeah, I'd be really curious to find out, actually, if there's other groups that are similar to ours. But at the time, I'm not aware of any, no.
And what are some of the things that you – how many kids do you have?
I have 3 boys.
Three boys.
Three boys, yes.
And what are their ages now?
They are 11, almost 9, and 6.
Wow. So you are in the thick of activities and taxi driving and managing.
Exactly. Yes.
So in doing this, for having your own kids, you're an 11-year-old plus mom, because there's a couple of months that he was on the inside and you're still a mom. And what are some of the biggest lessons you've learned in doing what you do with MomNet and with the moms that you see that are brand new?
The biggest things I think I've learned, both from my own personal experience and now going out to the groups and meeting new moms, is just the power in finding a community, whether you're new to Toronto or new to a neighborhood or new to the whole parenting game. There's a lot of incredible connections and support that can be found from just connecting with other moms and finding out that you're walking kind of a similar path, so to speak, and just gaining that sense of I'm not alone. Whether your parenting philosophies or approaches differ, it's just reassuring to know that you're kind of facing some of the similar issues. So, for instance, I love hearing from moms that are just joining our groups for the first time and hearing how they are so relieved just to have a sounding board. And I remember my first couple of sessions in MomNet, and even having a variety of moms in different stages of some with just newborns and some on baby number two or baby number three, and being able to have a peek into other phases and stages was so, so fantastic. So those are some of the most important things that I've learned, is just how important it is for moms to connect over simple things. We offer a lot of support to our groups are run by volunteer leaders. And so we provide them with some tools of group development, and a lot of our simple icebreakers, we call them. You know, I go into groups sometimes and help facilitate and say, you know, this can seem a little bit cheesy at the time. It's kind of like being back at summer camp, but simple activities that help moms kind of just realize that they have some similarities, or mm-hmm. sometimes moms have ended up like meeting people that have led to a job down the road or a change in career, or finding that, you know, somebody else's husband in the group is a contractor and they happen to need a contractor. So it kind of opens up this whole world of connections and resources for moms.
I think that's such a valuable thing, especially if you're a first-time mom and you're thrown into this baby world and you know nothing about it and the services and what's available. And I remember telling my daughter a year and a half ago, because we recently moved, and so making friends when you're in kindergarten is really easy because you just go up to someone and you say, "Can I play with you?" But I talked with this about her, because you can't really do that when you're in grade 7 or grade 6, and you can't really do that when you're 32 years old. doesn't really work. You get probably get a couple looks, but making friendships and connecting that way, what your friendships are based on are shared experiences. And whether you're doing the fitness class or doing the group discussions that you talked about that we've all done and are kind of cheesy, but they are icebreakers, and they're icebreakers for the reason that they kind of break the ice. And you share experiences and you can kind of give somebody a look at, well, what, that was really weird, but and joke about it. And then going on with whatever you're doing with your kids, it's, you're providing shared experiences for these moms. And I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can definitely speak to the difference, you know, from before I joined MomNet, and I would meet moms at the playground and easily kind of, you know, you could chit-chat about what the kids were doing. And I found I walked away and I didn't know anything about the mom. I didn't even remember their name, but somehow I would remember the kids' names because I was so focused on my child and their behavior and whether they were hitting the other child with the bucket in the sandbox. But when I joined MomNet, I found, yes, there was still that connection, and often, you know, moms will meet outside of our group time and do play dates, and the kids do obviously connect as well. And because we're in certain communities, there's a very high chance that the kids, your children will meet in our childcare, they may start kindergarten together, you know, so it can kind of build friendships for the children as well. But all of a sudden, I was connecting on a very different level with the moms and really getting to know who they were. And that I found, was a huge difference.
How many locations do you have across the Greater Toronto Area?
We have 10 locations. Some run more than one day, so we have a total of 14 groups, and we stretch kind of from the edge of Etobicoke over to the beach and everywhere in between.
Wonderful. And what are the ages, not necessarily the ages of the moms, because we don't need to get into that, but... Maybe we do. No, we don't. In terms of their children, are we talking about starting with a newborn? Can somebody with a toddler join? Can someone with a three-year-old join? How is that set up?
Oh, absolutely. That's a great question because we take babies of all ages. Our caregivers are very experienced. They are police check screened. They are first aid trained. And a lot of them are grandmothers and have been doing this for a very long time. So they have a lot of experience in rocking, soothing new babies. But then that's the great thing about your question. So we can take any age, any phase, any time. In fact, we even created a second group called Mom Vet, because we had a lot of moms who, either didn't return to work, or they work from home, or they work part-time, and they were not leaving, and yet they craved something beyond kind of the newborn, like when do I introduce solids, you know, those types of baby topics.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we created another level of our groups that are called Mom Vet. So that's any mom with school-age children as well. So we've got some of those groups operating, and that's limitless. We could have moms with kids, you know, entering university, or we still provide childcare at those groups. So if they have had, you know, multiple babies, or baby 3, 4, and they've got some in school, they can still come with the little ones and have childcare. So it's a very similar model, but yet the topics are also a little bit older as well.
That's so wonderful. I remember in every WeHands class that I've taught, I always let the moms kind of go and have their own discussions, of whether we're talking about sleep or foods or where did you get that toy and type of thing.
Yeah.
So you have to just kind of let them. And I really enjoyed over the years watching these friendships be created in the class. Parents will come to the very first class and be kind of intimidated. We're signing and singing. This is weird. But after a while, we start talking, and it's such a wonderful thing to join. And I do remember, you reminded me of one group that I had. They kept signing up for classes. And I think they had taken 3 or 4 classes with me. And I said, you know what? You know what? You're signing with your baby. You're signing with your toddler now. You guys can just go for coffee.
Yes. Yeah, no,
absolutely love seeing, but now I can direct them to you.
Yes. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's same kind of reasoning why I found MomNet. The friend who told me about it, I had actually grown up with and gone to grade school in Halifax, and we discovered that we were living in Toronto and both expecting our first baby.
Wow.
And so then, even though we weren't in the same group, you know, she told me about it, and that was a big impact for me because I didn't have any other friends living in Toronto. I certainly didn't have anybody else that I knew that was having a baby, and my family doesn't live here. So some of those first moms that I met in MomNet 9 years ago are my best friends now. So even though we may not still see each other on a weekly basis at MomNet per se, our roots are in MomNet. My whole book club, we were all originally in MomNet. So yeah, it gives that kind of time to develop relationships.
Yeah, and it's so important, and because you're entering a whole new world. But if you're new to being a mom, if you're new to Toronto, how to navigate the system, and you've got all of these other mentors from your other MomNet members who can help you out, and then you can help them as well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So your program
is
set up. It is. Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was just agreeing with you.
Mutual mind. The program, there is, you come with your baby, there is care for your child.
Yes.
Is that correct?
And
is there always a fitness component to it?
Yes. So all of our groups at all locations, whether it's MomNet or MomVet, start with a 45-minute class, group fitness class, and we hire certified fitness instructors. So they start with dropping off their babies or toddlers or both into the childcare rooms, and then they go start working out.
It's such an important thing, and moms, especially new moms, do everything for baby. And we have to remind ourselves and our peers and our friends that you have to take care of you. It's okay to take care of you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, for new moms, it can sometimes be tough to leave their babies in care. And what we try to emphasize to moms that are trying to decide whether to join our program is that this is a great first step, because your children are just down the hall, you know, or just down the stairs one level. So they're still on site. So it's even different than, you know, I remember, you know, my mom even trying to give me advice when I had my first of, you know, you got to get out, go for dinner. And it was tough to go, even in the neighborhood, you know, to a restaurant and be away. So this is a really great first step for moms that are either anxious or just unsure, and that it's okay to have those feelings. But our caregivers are trained to come get the moms anytime the baby needs them, so they can pop in and out and go feed their baby or soothe them. And they're still the break, but they're right there. So it's a great combination. And yes, the fitness,
wonderful.
I can definitely speak to the fact that having that fitness component is also really, yeah, we have a very holistic approach in terms of we're dealing with physical health, mental health, spiritual health, maternal health, all those things. But for some moms, the fact that we even start with the fitness is key, because if they are feeling any kind of feelings of anxiety, we've heard testimonials from moms that have been in our groups that have said, you know, getting that physical activity actually helped me get over those feelings of anxiety. So, yeah, that our model is very, very holistic and many, many layers to it for good reasons.
No, and it all makes sense. So after the fitness component, there's 30 minutes, 20 minutes, 45 minutes of something else?
Yeah, it's a whole hour then of coffee, snack, and group discussion. So the two volunteer leaders will work with the group to focus on topics that are important to that group, but we do provide lots of ideas and programming for our leaders. And sometimes we also bring in guest speakers. We do limit the number of guest speakers to two per term, and each of our terms is 10 weeks long. And the reason we do that is because I know there are other groups out there as well that bring in speakers every week, and it's fabulous having, you know, experts come in to talk about all kinds of things. But we really want the women to network with each other. And we've already talked about that, the bonding that we want to develop in the group. But yes, they can also bring in, so it's a nice mix. They can bring in speakers, you know, sleep experts or parenting experts, all kinds of topics we cover. And it's really driven by each individual group. So we at MumNet office, we don't determine what the topics are for each group. We let them kind of do that programming themselves, but we have lots of help and suggestions available for them. So, yeah, so they get a whole hour of just relaxing, having some snack, having some coffee, and sometimes, yeah, like you said, just casual conversations will then carry on after that, too, of have you tried this, or are you experiencing this? And then the discussions carry on through the week, too. I know a lot of groups have set up their own little Facebook groups or, you know, have a great email system of, you know, if it's midweek and you're not having MumNet for another 5-6 days, they can just email the whole group and say, hey, does anybody have, you know, a plumber, or, you know, so it develops a great resource.
That's wonderful. I want to come to MumNet.
You can. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And groups also then usually organize socials as well. And that's totally outside of our, you know, scheduled weekly programming time. But they'll have get-togethers where they can socialize in the evening as well and really feel like they don't only get to see each other in their sweaty clothes, but they get to get out of the house and have some social time too. So it builds that network for moms as well.
You're providing a wonderful service. Is there a charge to you being a member of MumNet?
Yes. So we do charge a fee for each session, and it breaks down to about $23 a week. So for that $23, you're getting your 2.5 hours of childcare, your fitness class, and all the great other things that we've talked about. And our registered nonprofit charity status, we do still have to fundraise about half of our costs. So we try to keep our fees as low as we can. And then the rest of the funding right now is just raised internally with 3 fundraisers a year. And we do offer subsidies for moms who might need some financial assistance. So we always make sure that the cost is not a barrier to any mom joining MumNet.
I'm just mentally tallying up like what a fitness class would cost, what a babysitter would cost. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense, definitely.
Yeah, it's great value. But yeah, we do not receive any funding right now from any government bodies or anything. So we're constantly on the hunt for some new funding sources and sponsors and things like that. But right now, like I said, we try to keep our costs as low as we can for moms to come participate. But yeah, the value is amazing for what they do get for $23.
Yeah,
and we do also offer
in downtown Toronto.
Yeah, and we offer a lower fee if they don't need to use the childcare too. So, like I said, if some moms are working part-time or working from home, or they happen to have a nanny, or they had to keep their childcare daycare spot, they can come, and it's even less, so they don't have to pay for the childcare if they have alternate arrangements, or they have, you know, somebody in one of our groups, their mother-in-law wanted to come that one morning a week to have some grandma time, so it worked out great, and she was able to save some money. So it breaks down to about $16 a week if you don't need the childcare. So even better.
You're able to be so flexible with it.
Yes, well, we know that it's such an essential service, right, to support moms, and that these days, if moms are off on mat leave, we all know that the EI is not a lot of money, and so it's a time when they're financially strapped, and so we try to do our best to still provide them a way to get out, exercise, bond, network, but yet not have it too out of their reach. So.
Love, love, love it. What keeps you interested in doing what you're doing, Dominica?
Just meeting the moms. I mean, I know how much it impacted my life, how much my kids benefited, my husband benefited, the whole household benefited. Because if mom's happy, everybody's happy. You know, it's kind of a cliche little saying, but it's true. If I took the time to feel more energized and more, you know, focused on me, then I could turn around and do a better job as a mom and as a partner. So now getting out and seeing brand new moms going through the struggle of all those sleepless nights and all that they're facing, but knowing that they have a community to build up and to rely on, it just gives me so much energy to keep going.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Do you have, now that you're just an expert because you've been doing this for such a long time and with your own kids, you get your own master's, PhD.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you have a favorite parenting or baby resource? It doesn't have to be baby related because you see all ages. A favorite parenting resource that you wish you'd invented or that you'd love to share with other families?
Oh, that's a great question. I wish I had invented the white noise machine. you know, there's varying opinions on whether that's good, bad for the babies. But I wish I had kind of discovered that earlier and invented it. Also wish that I had invented Lego, having three boys. Even if I had just known I was going to have three boys and took, you know, some stocks in the Lego company, would have been great. And now, yeah, back to the white noise machine. I'm using that now just to block out my husband's snoring. So, you know, that's not even related to babies anymore. But I think that was a great one.
Two lifesavers. I'm just imagining how many pieces of Lego you have in your house.
I wouldn't even want to try and add them up.
Sorry. and I do. White noise. I can remember the only thing when my son was a wee wee baby, the only thing that would kind of lull him to sleep was having the hairdryer on. And I can remember crying and sobbing. It's like, I can't have the hairdryer running all night. You get a little hysterical. I think maybe just going out to buy a white noise machine would have been a good thing. But I
don't. Yes, but that's the whole point, right? Sometimes you're just caught in the fog of not really knowing what's out there that you can access.
No. Well, and again, that's the wonderful thing about having MomNet, that you can talk about what difficulties you're having and people will share.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how can people find information about Metro Mothers Network? How can they find MomNet? Are you on Twitter, Facebook? What's your website?
Yes, we're on both of those. Absolutely. They can find us on Twitter at MomNet Toronto. So really important. It's a U-M-U-M-N-E-T is our logo. Now we've rebranded about 2 years ago, so you can just search for us as MomNet, MUMNET. But our Twitter handle is at MomNet Toronto, and yes, we're on Facebook as well, same thing, MomNet Toronto. And we would love people to come by and like us on Facebook. I mean, that's really, really where we can share great articles that we see, upcoming events, And then obviously our website is just mumnet.ca, and they can find lots of information on there of how to register, where the groups are actually located, and then there's more detailed information about how the program actually breaks down and what they need to know when they're bringing kids. And as I mentioned before, our sessions are about 10 weeks long, but we run three through the year. We're off for the summer, but our spring session just got underway, and then our next one will be the fall. It'll start run for 10 weeks in the fall.
Oh,
yep. And we'll be at the Baby Time show coming up, too. I just wanted to mention that. So if there's any new moms or moms with, you know, expecting moms or moms with toddlers, we'll be at booth 749 at the Baby Time show, so they can come chat with us there, too.
Oh, fantastic. I know we have in every class that we send a little homework home about what we did in class, review, and links to other things. So I'll definitely start including information about MumNet for our Toronto classes, because it's
that would be fantastic.
Yeah, that would
be great.
It just makes so much sense. And now that I say that, I don't know why we haven't done that always.
This is kind of my biggest thing, is that we've survived for a long time just mostly on word of mouth, and so because we're so grassroots and so conscious of our spending, of our, you know, the fees that moms pay, we don't, you know, have a huge advertising budget. But yeah, anything that we can do too to share your programs with our moms, I think that's what it's all about now too, as my role as executive director is to connect with other organizations as well, which is why I was so excited that you invited me to your show today, is that
pleasure.
We can kind of cross promote. And I think that's why I really loved your question about the ages of babies, is that moms should not feel that if they didn't hear about us with their newborns, that they can't join. Mm-hmm. This is a group for moms of any ages of kids. And so
I think it's important. And
so
if
important.
I was still living in Toronto, I would be there. I love it. And because it's just so hard once you get out of kindergarten to make friends.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me, Dominica. That was
fantastic. Oh, it was my pleasure.
We'll share with this with all the mummies, regardless of age of children in the Greater Toronto Area. What you're offering is so incredibly important, and for all the mums in the GTA, thank you.
Oh my gosh, thank you. And yes, I'm sure we'll connect again and have some opportunities to share all of the wonderful things that you're doing too.
I love it. And if I'm going to be at the Baby Time show, we're not sure yet, I will come by and say hello.
Oh, that would be great. That would be wonderful.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah. Take care.
You too. Wow. Today, I had the pleasure of talking with Dominica Larkin. She is the executive director of Metro Mothers Network. I spoke with Dominica from MumNet in Toronto, and we will definitely send information out on our Facebook page and Twitter regarding MumNet, because I think what they're doing is so incredibly important. Remember, you can also follow me, WeHands, on Twitter. We are at WeHands. Visit our website, wehands.com. If you have any questions about what we talked about today, baby sign language, child development, or if you have any questions about the cities that we're in, and we can typically help you find resources in your city as well. There's a WeHands instructor where you live. Since 2001, not as old as MumNet, but WeHands has been a leading children's sign language and language development program delivered through really fun and interactive classes. In 2014, WeHands became a part of Morneau Chapelle's Children's Support Solutions. That's an organization that has incredibly talented pediatric therapists, and they provide health-centered and educational services to children with differences to help those children reach their potential. And we are just about out of time for this week. Thank you for tuning in and joining me. I'm Sarah Bingham, founder of WeHands and the author of the Baby Signing Book. Please let me know if you got any questions, and have a fantastic week.